last night, I get home from picking up my daughter at dance, right? And I'm going into the backyard, and my dog is in the backyard, which typically is, I mean, it's a normal thing, whatever. And he usually comes, runs up, greets me, and then he wants in immediately because he wants to be where his people are. But this time, he ran up, greeted me, and then ran off into the backyard. And I was like, okay, maybe he saw something. You know, maybe he was playing with something. And as I'm getting ready to walk in the house, I kind of look and I'm like, he's playing with something.
Uh-oh.
And he's like running around and flipping this thing. And it's dark, right? So I can't really see very well.
He's flipping something he found outside?
Yes, he's flipping something up in the air. And I immediately thought, I was like, oh gosh, okay. Because we've had an opossum that kind of lives next door come visit our house pretty routinely, because we'll have cat food out for our outdoor cat, and the opossum goes and eats the cat food. So I was thinking, oh man, did he get the opossum?
Oh no.
And so I start, and you know, he is just playing and running around and,
hi Dad, I've got a new fun toy. You want to come see? Hi Dad.
And I walk back there, and I get closer, I'm like, oh, that's definitely something.
No.
And I'm like, please let it not be a cat. Okay. Please let it not be. And I get there and it's a rabbit. And, and I'm like,
sweet little bunny rabbit.
And I'm like, oh no. And first of all, I check and I'm like, okay, it's completely like done. Like I didn't want it to be partially alive and then have that moral dilemma of, oh man,
die while flipping.
I've got to try to like put this rabbit out of its misery, right? I didn't want to have to do that. So thankfully it was already gone. And
you didn't have to check for a little bunny pulse.
And right. And to, okay, I guess my dog's
credit,
if I can just play devil's advocate, I didn't witness my dog murder a bunny.
Okay, so he, however, could have happened upon it.
He could have, okay, but
signs are pointing
to, chances are that again, dogs will dog.
Yeah,
and he caught this rabbit, and then I think probably what happened is, like, he shook it immediately, because that's what he does, and that's what dogs do. They shake it,
And
so,
of course.
And so it probably, like, you know, got it right there, you know, and so put the bunny out of its misery almost right away.
Oh gosh!
But man, I'm just
goodness it wasn't like your outdoor cat or the neighbor's cat.
Right,
like,
right.
Can you imagine having to explain to your neighbor, my dog killed your cat? Thank goodness you're not there.
No, see, I don't think he would do that. And I really don't. And I don't think, honestly, he meant to kill. If he did, again, innocent until proven guilty. Well, not really innocent, but anyway. And so, you know, I don't think he meant to do that. I think he was just wanting to play with it. You know,
well, sure.
Because we've seen him chase bunnies in our backyard before.
And
they're fun to chase. They're always faster than him, but maybe this time it wasn't. And so and the dog is already on thin ice with my wife because of the whole eating stuff he shouldn't have, right?
Yeah.
And so I am like, man, buddy, I don't know if I can save you if I have to go in there and get a bag. And my wife's like, hey, what are you doing? Mm-hmm. And I'm like,
nothing.
Well, you know, and I'm walking back to the house and I know I have to get rid of the bunny. I know I do. You know, I mean, I can't just leave it in the backyard. That's crazy. So I'm walking back to the house and I'm thinking in my head, how am I going to give this information, pass along this information? And so I get back into the house. I open up the cabinet to get fish out a garbage bag, because it's not just a tiny, I mean, it's a bunny. You know what I mean? It's like,
full grown bunny, not baby bunny.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm like, I just, my wife's in the kitchen. I go, the dog caught something. And she's like, what do you mean?
What do you mean caught?
I mean, you have to explain yourself, sir. She knew almost exactly what I was getting at. And I'm like, I can't be, it's a bunny.
I don't have all the details of the circumstances.
All I know is that he was playing with it outside. She was like, playing with it. I'm like, buddy.
Look at all their dog toys. They look like little dead animals.
I'm like,
you go to the store, that's what they look like.
I look over at Dougal and he's outside shaking his tail. Or no, actually, no, sorry. I look outside and he's like looking and still sniffing around and wagging his tail and like, I did something fun.
This is so fun. Look at what I'm doing.
Buddy, I don't know if I can help you here.
No.
You're gonna now feel the wrath of someone else.
You're gonna have to tell your mother.
You're gonna have to tell your mother. And man, it is what a and you know, she shames him in the our last dog who passed away a couple years ago, Fiona. She was just like, Fiona would have never.
And I'm like, listen,
Fiona caught a squirrel. She didn't catch a squirrel. It was our cat that caught the squirrel. You know, it was like, listen, Fiona did no wrong. We've got dead. I have had to dispose of dead animals in our backyard before. This is not a first thing.
This time we should appreciate all the things that dads do.
Yeah, well, okay, thanks.
But we are not.
Sherry texted in and said, I witnessed my dog kill a raccoon in that fashion, flipping it up in the air and everything. I know, and I tell you, it's like, the dog is playing. Like, if the dog was going, if the dog was going to murder, like, with premeditation...
They'd be eating it.
It would be sitting there just tearing it up from limb to limb. But he was wanting to play, and I just So that was my night last night.
Yeah, Heather says my dog caught a bunny in our yard, kept it in his mouth, wouldn't let go. So my kids went and got it out of his mouth while I was in the house gagging. They were in college, by the way.
By the way, I don't know if you've seen the video of that exact same thing where the owner's like, what do you have? And you see the two little bunny paws sticking out of its mouth.
Now the bunny was alive.
When the dog spit the bunny out, but it was just a little bunny. And it's just like, oh my gosh. We hope
that there's bunny counseling, because how do you move on from that?
Well, and you know, we're just thinking, okay. And you know, the want and hope of recycling my Christmas tree in our backyard year after year.
Mm-hmm.
I think has created a habitat of good, but it could also be a habitat.
Pray for your dog. Yes.
I know where the dog now knows. Yeah. Hey, bunnies, they live
there
under
there. There are playthings that live there.
Yeah, and I want to play with them now.
Yes.
So yes. So if anybody wants a 60-pound... Dog, we're gonna offer to rehome him again. I'm thinking I'm gonna have to rehome this dog. So,
oh wow,
oh shoot. Anyways.